Blog Talk Radio.
A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never fading. Our helper, he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe does seek to work us woe. His wrath and power are great, and armed with cruel hate. On earth is not his equal. And though this world with devils filled should fail unto
afternoon, Saints, and welcome to another broadcast of Reformation News, where I, your brother and servant in the Lord, am in studio to present to you proposition number 66. Proposition number 66. The number here in studio is area code 646. 564-9730, in hopes that Mr. J. Delano Ellis or one of his Episcopal stooges would dare call the broadcast. We have given Mr. Ellis, the Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus of the Joint College of African American Bishops, an open-ended invitation to call this broadcast at any time. But thus far in our presenting our thesis, our propositions, Mr. Ellis and his fellow bishops have refused to call or have not been willing to call. And I can only imagine that they have done so because they don't want to be exposed as being Roman Catholic stooges, exposed as being agents of the Antichrist. That's what they are. So we're in studio today to present to you proposition number 66. 66. Very interesting. And again, the number here for Mr. Ellis is 646-564-9730. Now, we do this every time we present a proposition, but Mr. Ellis, like I said, not to be redundant, Mr. Ellis and his group have never called in. Never. That, to me, speaks volumes. Now, today, we're going to continue our discussion on insignia. Insignia. Why insignia? Well, because Mr. Ellis brought this concept up. He brought up the concept of insignia when he wrote the book, The Bishopric, a handbook on creating episcopacy in the African American Pentecostal Church. On page 17 of this book, which is chapter 1, entitled The Introduction in the Beginning, he writes, "One late afternoon in the summer of 1994, four men were traveling from New York to Philadelphia for the purpose of purchasing vestments, and insignia for the Episcopal office. These four men are Archbishop Wilbur Sterling McKinley, Archbishop Roy Edmund Brown, who are both of Brooklyn, New York, J. Delano Ellis, Bishop J. Delano Ellis, the author of the book, who was of Cleveland, Ohio, and someone else. The driver, the chauffeur. So four individuals were traveling from New York to Philadelphia to purchase vestments and insignia. What are vestments? Well, vestments are Roman Catholic faggot wear. What's insignia? Insignia are the accessories that go with the Roman Catholic vestments. According to the Dictionary of the Liturgy, which is a Roman Catholic dictionary, let me read to you what insignia is, because you're not going to find it in the Bible. You're not going to find the word insignia in the Bible. You're not going to find the concept of insignia in the Bible. You're just not going to find it. You have to go to a pagan textbook. You have to go to a Roman Catholic dictionary to find this mumbo jumbo. Well, in the Dictionary of the Liturgy by Reverend Jovian P. Lang, which was published in the year 1989 by the Catholic Book Publishing Company in New York, on page 268, Mr. Lang writes concerning insignia, "The vestments and emblems worn by prelates when they officiate at a liturgical ceremony. Pope Paul VI simplified the number of insignia and use and reduced privileges concerning them. Examples from the insignia of bishops and popes are 1, the mitre, 2, gloves, 3, ring, 4, pectoral cross, 5, crozier, 6, pallium." Pallium, 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 pallium. So when you turn to proposition number 66, which I am presenting today, it reads like this, does proposition number 66. "The purchasing of an insignia such as the pallium makes those who wear it wolves in sheep's clothing," Matthew 7:15-20. Now, what is a pallium, you're asking? What is a pallium? Well, again, referring to the same Dictionary of the Liturgy by Mr. Jovian P. Lang, on page number 476, this is what it says about the pallium. "The pallium is a band of white cloth, woven from white wool, taken from 2 lambs annually offered, they're killing lambs now in the Roman Catholic Church, to make these bands of wool. Again, a pallium. What is a pallium? On page 476, it says, "A band of white cloth woven from white wool taken from 2 lambs that are annually offered to the Holy Father on the Feast of St. Agnes. It is to be worn over the chasuble in the form of a collar by the Pope, Patriarchs, and Archbishop. This circular strip of white wool, about 2.5 inches wide, from which the 2 short bands made of the same material hang down over the chest and the back, ending with black silk pendants, is decorated with 6 crosses of black taffeta." 6 black crosses. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing that this white garment made out of sacrificed lambs, the wool of sacrifice, it has 6 black crosses. I find that interesting. Find that interesting. 6 crosses of black taffeta, 4 placed in the circle and two others hanging in the bands, besides indicating the superior Episcopal authority and dignity, it is also a symbol of communion with the church. So notice, it is a band. It is a white band. And you get these white bands by sacrificing two lambs. And you sacrifice two lambs and you take their wool and you weave it into this. It's a band. It's a thing you hang over your shoulders. And so this is why I write here in proposition number 66, the purchasing of an insignia such as the pallium, which is made of what? What is the pallium made out of? Well, two sacrificed lambs, the wool taken from two sacrificed lambs, makes those who wear it wolves in sheep's clothing. No doubt, the Archbishops Roy Edmund Brown and Archbishop Wilbur Sterling McKinley and Bishop J. Delano Ellis were on their way to Philadelphia to purchase, in addition to the mitre and the crozier and the gloves and the ring and the pectoral cross, they were also on their way there to purchase a pallium made out of the wool of real lambs. Well, look what it says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. Beware of false prophets. Beware of false prophets. Beware of false teachers who come to you in what? Sheep's clothing. Who come to you in sheep. They come disguised. So happens that the Roman Catholic Church takes this literally, and they actually sacrifice two lambs, take their wool, and weave these garments. Weave them and then put them on the Pope. A Pope gets a pallium. The Archbishops get palliums. The Metropolitans, like J. Delano Ellis, get palliums. And it makes them the chief false prophets of the end time church. Jesus told us to beware of men who come masquerading as Christians. Because these men are not Christians, they're not sheep, they don't belong to the great shepherd, they don't belong to the good shepherd. They're really a band of wolves who are what? Masquerading in sheep's clothing. Sheep's clothing. Would it shock you? Does it, my brothers and sisters, does it shock you? Does it shock you? And I would say that nothing, whatever the Roman Catholic Church does not shock me. It does not shock me. Why? Well, because the Roman Catholic Church is the Roman Catholic Church. It's just the Roman Catholic Church. Well, here's a video, and in this video, put out by Catholic News Service, it tells us what is the meaning of the pallium. The meaning of the pallium. Here it is.
Sarà vicino anche voi, cari fratelli arcivescovi.
That's Pope Francis speaking, of course, in Italian, to the new archbishops and the metropolitans that are about to receive their palliums. They're dressed in scarlet. The archbishops and the metropolitans are dressed in scarlet. The bishops who are lower in rank than the archbishops are dressed in purple. The two colors of the apostate church. So in this ceremony, which was conducted on the feast of St. Peter and St. Paul, which happened to be June 29th, 2017, just a couple of weeks ago, here is Pope Francis about to bestow on, now notice, it's the Pope who bestows these woolen garments on these metropolitan. You can't get one of these on your own. The Pope has to sign off on you getting one. He's got to sign off. And that means you sold your soul to the devil. When you get one of these, it means you've sold your soul. You're so up there in the hierarchy of the Roman Catholic demonic church, You're so up there that you it's like when a general gets a star. You know, you become a 1-star general, a 2-star, 3-star. I mean, you know that you're something special when you're a 5-star general. Well, you know you're something special in the Roman Catholic Church when you're given a pallium. You know you're something special. And the Pope doesn't grant these to everybody. He grants these palliums to those who have really sold their soul to the devil.
Che ricevendo il palio sarete confermati a vivere per il gregge, imitando il buon pastore che vi sostiene portandovi sulle spalle.
What struck me when I went to receive the pallium is the Holy Father, Pope Francis, had a glow. I kept watching him during the Mass with his pallium, thinking the universality of his pallium. You know, we wear ours in the province. He wears it throughout the world, so that as I watched him in that whole role of being the shepherd, you know, and being called now to go forth and be that shepherd for the people entrusted to my care.
It's symbolic of the yoke of the gospel. It's symbolic of the wool, the lambs, the sheep that are entrusted to our care, that we care.
But wait a minute. To get one of those, you have to kill sheep. What do you mean it's symbolic? In order to get one of these things, they're made out of wool, by the way, and they killed the sheep. The two sheep are killed. It's not like they give the sheep a haircut. No, they're not giving the sheep a haircut. They're actually killing the sheep. If you do the research, they kill the sheep. It's not like they shear the sheep. You know, one thing is for you to give me a haircut and take my wool. The other is for you to cut my throat and take my life. Well, they make these things out of dead sheep. Sheep they kill. And this guy wants, this cardinal who's speaking, this bishop, this archbishop who's speaking, wants me to think that I'm being entrusted to him, that woolen garment that you're wearing over your shoulders represents the sheep that you've been entrusted with, but you killed 2 sheep to get that woolen garment. You didn't shear the sheep. You didn't spare the sheep their lives by just giving them a haircut. You cut their throat. Explain to me how I'm going to trust you. You just killed 2 sheep. How am I going to trust you with my life when you just killed 2 sheep to get that garment? Here it is again. You can't make this stuff up, folks. They really think we're that stupid.
Wool, the lambs, the sheep that are entrusted to our care, it's symbolic of the yoke of the gospel. It's symbolic of the wool, the lambs, the sheep that are entrusted to our care that we carry, and that my role is to be a good shepherd to them.
Again, I'm reading to you from the Dictionary of the Liturgy on page 476. Pallium, a band of white wool, woven from the wool of 2 lambs annually offered, 2 lambs are annually offered to the Holy Father on the Feast of St. Agnes. 2 lambs are offered. They killed 2 lambs. They didn't shear 2. My brothers and sisters, there's a difference. When I go to my barber, he cuts my hair. He doesn't cut my throat. This guy wants me to submit to his shepherdship. But he's wearing a garment that he got from 2 lambs that were slaughtered. Here it is again.
It's symbolic of the yoke of the gospel. It's symbolic of the wool, the lambs, the sheep that are entrusted to our care that we carry. It's symbolic of the yoke of the gospel. It's symbolic of the wool, the lambs, the sheep that are entrusted to our care that we carry. It's symbolic of the yoke of the gospel. It's symbolic of the wool, the lambs, the sheep that are entrusted to our care that we carry. Of the yoke of the gospel. It's symbolic of the wool, the lambs, the sheep that are entrusted to our care that we carry.
But here's a problem. See, you got the wool by killing the sheep. The sheep, you don't have to kill sheep to get the wool. You don't have to kill sheep. You don't. You don't have to kill sheep. All you have to do is shear them. You don't spill their blood when you shear them. You spill their blood when you take their life and you cut their throat. So here's a guy wearing a garment made of slaughtered sheep. Now, doesn't that sound, he wants to be a shepherd. He wants to be your shepherd. And he says it's symbolic of the care that I provide. Well, you're not providing much care if you're killing them. Well, the reason for that is because, again, everything in the Roman Catholic Church is symbolic. See, Jesus said, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're what? They're ravening wolves. Ravening wolves. Now, if you go to the book of Revelation, see, it's in chapter 17 of Revelation. Revelation 17. Let me take you there. Because, you see, sheep are symbolic of God's people. God's people are sheep. We are the sheep of his pasture. Well, it says in Revelation 17, verse 6, and I saw the woman, of course the woman is the apostate church, the Roman Catholic Church, and what was she drunken with? The blood of the saints, with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus Christ. Well, if the sheep represent the saints, and these guys are killing sheep to get those garments. Well, it ties into Revelation 17, verse 6, where Rome loves to slaughter sheep. And the sheep equal the saints. Are you getting the mystery? Are you getting the mystery, my dear brothers and sisters? Now, the Apostle Paul said in Acts chapter 20, go with me to Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20, here. Look what Paul says concerning false teachers who would appear at the church of Ephesus after his departure. He says in verse 29 of Acts 20, Acts chapter 20, verse 29, Paul says, I know this, after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not doing what? Not sparing the flock. You see, shepherds keep the flock alive. Shepherds do not kill the sheep. Shepherds don't kill the sheep. They don't kill the sheep. Wolves kill the sheep. Now, this guy wants me to think, this Roman Catholic Archbishop, this Metropolitan, says, well, this symbolizes my care of the sheep. But how can you care? I mean, I don't want that kind of care. To get that garment, you had to kill two sheep. They were slaughtered. They were offered. Now, you're not telling us that. But if you read the books, you can find that out. And sheep in the Bible are emblematic of God's people. And to get those palliums, you got to kill the sheep. Now, you could shear them. But you see, you don't take the symbolism as far as it needs to be taken because this is a harlot church and she's drunken with the blood of the saints. And in the book of Revelation, how many witnesses are killed? How many? God sends two prophets. They're called the two witnesses, and the two witnesses are killed. Do you think it's a coincidence? No, it's not a coincidence. It's symbolic. So here's more. It gets interesting. See, this is why this Joint College of African American Bishops is a complete Roman Catholic enterprise. Breaking it down for you with these propositions for Mr. J. Delano Ellis and his band of men who wear scarlet robes. They won't call in. They won't. They won't.
It's symbolic of the yoke of the gospel. It's symbolic of the wool, the lambs, the sheep that are entrusted to our care, that we carry.
So if you carry them and you were entrusted with their lives, if you were entrusted with their souls, why are you killing two lambs to get that wool? Ah, because it's symbolic of the two witnesses. Because the apostate church, and notice, according to the dictionary, the Catholic dictionary of the liturgy, those two lambs are offered to the Antichrist. They're offered to the Pope. The two lambs are offered. Now, we don't need to, the church of the Lord Jesus, there's no church of the Lord Jesus. I don't care if you're Baptist, if you're Methodist, if you're Episcopalian, if you're Pentecostal. There is no church of the Lord Jesus Christ on earth sacrificing two lambs yearly to its leader. Not one Christian denomination, not Lutheran, not Methodist, not Episcopalian, not Presbyterian, not Baptist, not Pentecostal. There is not one Christian denomination out there sacrificing to, we don't need to sacrifice any lambs. The Lamb of God was already sacrificed. But you see, the Roman Catholic Church is not the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's an apostate church. It's a bloodthirsty church. And in its symbolisms and in its rituals, it is playing out what's going to happen to the two witnesses. And these guys want us to follow them. And this is what's coming into the black church. Because these are Roman Catholic garments, their vestments, their Roman Catholic insignia. They go all the way back to the 4th century when Constantine, the Pontifex Maximus, brought all this junk into the church.
And that my role is to be a good shepherd to them, is to help the people entrusted to my pastoral care learn to live in unity and peace, to manifest that truth and love of Jesus Christ and the gospel. And that's how we all live in communion with the universal church and with our Holy Father.
With the universal church and the Holy Father, the Pope is not the Holy Father. You have one Father in heaven. What Bible are you reading, dude? What Bible are you reading? He's not the Holy Father. What are you talking about? What Holy Father? These people, they've been covering up pedophilia. What are you talking about? They've been molesting the little lambs, the little vulnerable lambs. They've been molesting little children. What the heck are you talking about? They slaughter little souls. They molest them. These perverts molest them. But then they wear these palliums. I'm your shepherd. We're united with the one universal church and the Holy Father. These are pagans. And this is what J. Delano Ellis and his crew is bringing into the black church. But Jesus says something very interesting about these wolves in sheep's clothing. He says they may get over for a while. They may deceive you for a while. But he says twice. He says it in verse number 16, you shall know them by their fruit. And he ends by saying, wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. These men don't represent God. They're hypocrites. They're antichrist.
Probably all the stuff that I have to wear. You know, John the 23rd said that cardinals and bishops are the coat hangers on which the church hangs its tradition. Now, I don't want to be in a coat hanger, but the thing I like to wear the most is the pallium. Because one of the meanings of it is, because it's made out of lamb's wool, is the need and really the obligation of the bishop to look for the one who's lost. And then...
But if it's made out of the lamb's wool, oh yeah, you look for the lamb that's lost. Just go to the grave. The lamb's not lost. The lamb is in the grave. What? I mean, what are you talking about? The significance, you know, it's made out of lamb's wool. I mean, it's not even made out of sheep's wool. It's made out of a little lamb, two little lambs sacrificed. Well, that's what the Roman Catholic Church does. It sacrifices little children. It molests them. There isn't a diocese in the United States, there isn't a Roman Catholic diocese in the United States that hasn't gone bankrupt paying out lawsuits for pedophilia. I don't want to be a coat hanger. Can you believe the stuff coming out of these people's mouths?
Because it's made out of lamb's wool, is the meanings of it, is because it's made out of lamb's wool, is, you know, John the 23rd said that cardinals and bishops are the coat hangers on which the church hangs its tradition. Now, I don't want to be in a coat hanger, but the thing I like to wear the most is the pallium, because one of the meanings of it is because it's made out of lamb's wool, is the need and really the obligation of the bishop to look for the one who's lost.
But as we learned yesterday in Jeremiah 23 and Ezekiel 34, God's complaint is you did not go after those that were lost. Jesus said, by their works you shall know them. By their fruit you shall... These people don't go after anybody. They don't go after any. They don't care for anybody. They can care less about the lost. They're lost themselves. It's the blind following the blind.
And then bring the lost one back on his shoulders. And I hope to do that.
You hope to do that? What you've been doing all these years? I mean, you have to wait to be made an archbishop to go after souls? I mean, that's when you start working, I hope to do that. Well, what you been doing? What have you been doing? Oh, because, you know, I wear the wool pallium on my shoulder, and it represents me carrying the lamb. Well, the lamb is dead. I mean, you got two dead lambs on your shoulder. You got two dead lambs, and you're gonna. You're supposed to carry a live lamb, not a dead one. But you see, the Roman Catholic Church is the religion of the dead. Vatican, what is the Vatican? Vatican City is a cemetery. The Vatican, the entire Vatican City is built on an old Romish cemetery. Google it. The very word Vatican means cemetery. People don't realize that. These people, they kiss bones. They worship the bones of dead people. Listen. These people are spooky people. It's the religion of the dead. The Pope speaks and he sounds dead. Pope John Paul II spoke and he sounded dead. Benedict XVI, who followed him, spoke and sounded like he was dead. You hear Francis speaking, dead, no anointing, no life, nothing. These are dead people. Having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, Paul said, turn away. So that's one. Here's another one. Here's another video. This isn't too long.
Today is a great feast in honor of the pillars of the Roman Catholic Church, Saints Peter and Paul. At St. Peter's Basilica today during Mass, Pope Benedict will place a wool stole called the pallium around the shoulders of all those who were named archbishops during the last year. Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, and a group of pilgrims from my hometown have gone to see our Archbishop, Jerome Nestecki, receive the pallium from the hands of St. Peter's successor. The pallium is a sign of unity, that the bishops who receive it are in union with the Bishop of Rome and have taken on the yoke of service.
See, so not only does it represent lambs that are slaughtered, but also it symbolizes unity. Who are these people united to? Well, they're united with the Bishop of Rome. They're united with the Pope. They're not united to Christ. Did you hear that? It symbolizes their unity with the Bishop of Rome. Notice how it doesn't mention any unity to Christ. It is a unity. It symbolizes, the pallium symbolizes unity with the Bishop of Rome. Here it is again.
Who receive it are in union with the Bishop of Rome and have taken on the yoke of service. It is a sign of unity that the bishops who receive it are in union with the Bishop of Rome and have taken on the yoke of service. Bishop Jerome Listecki received the pallium from the hands of St. Peter's successor. The pallium is a sign of unity that the bishops who receive it are in union with the Bishop of Rome and have taken on the yoke of service.
But it's not the yoke of service to Christ. It's the yoke of service to the Antichrist. These are wolves. Jesus said false prophets would appear as wolves in sheep's clothing. And isn't it obvious by their fruits you shall know them? Are these men of God? No. No. They're monsters. They're monsters. The Roman Catholic Church is full of monsters. They've gone bankrupt here in the United States. They've had to sell off their assets to pay off lawsuits. They're monsters. And once they find out that a molester molested somebody, they just move the molester to another parish. They hide them in another. They hide them in another state, in another church. They move these monsters around. If you don't believe me, there's a movie that I think 2 or 3 years ago won the Academy Award. It's called Spotlight. I want to encourage you. Jay Delano Ellis, you need to go watch the movie Spotlight, Mr. Ellis, so that you can find out what Rome does, how it moves its monsters around, how it hides its monsters. How it hides its predators. How it denies what the predators have done to the least of these, to these little ones. Yeah.
When Pope Benedict began his ministry as the Bishop of Rome, he had this to say. This ancient sign, which the bishops of Rome have worn since the 4th century.
Notice, since when they've been wearing it? Since the 4th century. Since not the 1st century. Jesus didn't give these out. The apostles didn't give out these. They didn't give these out. No. This is the 4th century. This is since Constantine took over the church. When Constantine, the Roman emperor, and the Pontifex Maximus, the pagan high priest of the Church of Rome, that's when they were handed out, since his time, since the 4th century. Notice, not the 1st century. Jesus and the apostles did not give this junk out. This is something Constantine introduced, pagan Constantine introduced, the pagan high priest Constantine introduced, 4th century. Make a note of that.
Rome have worn since the 4th century may be considered an image of Rome have worn since the 4th century may be this ancient sign which the bishops of Rome have worn since the 4th century this ancient sign which the bishops of Rome have worn since the 4th century may be considered an image of the yoke of Christ which the bishop of this city the servant of the servants of God.
You You see, he's called the servants of the servant of God. Well, that's the title that belongs to Jesus. Jesus is the servant of the servants of God, just like he's the King of Kings, just like he's the Lord of Lords. It's Christ who's the servant. But the Pope, you see, the Antichrist, the person who set himself up in the place of Jesus. That's why there's no unity with Jesus. The pallium represents unity with the Bishop of Rome. There's no unity to Christ. These people aren't following Christ. They're following the Bishop of Rome.
Takes upon his shoulders. God's yoke is God's will, which we accept. And this will does not weigh down on us, oppressing us and taking away our freedom. To know what God wants, to know where the path of life is found, this was Israel's joy. This was her great privilege. It is also our joy. God's will does not alienate us. It purifies us, even if this can be painful. So it leads us to ourselves. In this way, we serve not only him, but the salvation of the whole world, of all history. So let's pray today for Pope Benedict and all those new archbishops. Lord, you asked Peter if he loved you, and when he said yes, you told him to feed your sheep. Bless Pope Benedict and all the bishops of the world. May they be good shepherds of the flock for which you gave your life.
They haven't been very good because they've been molesting little kids in great numbers and hiding the fact that they've been molesting kids, hiding it from the world. But we know the deal. We know the deal. Well, my brothers and sisters, that does it for today. I will be back on Saturday because tomorrow, Friday, Sister Marie will be in studio with another riveting broadcast that deals with this subject that she's been dealing with for 3 weeks, which is the postmodern world's war on the truth. That'll be tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'll be back on Saturday with proposition number 66 on Saturday. Love you in Jesus. God bless.
Judge Babylon.